This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes, good evening. Wednesday night, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is simply one thing. It is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds that they always keep there. They have accessories. They have a huge selection of semi-automatic magazines. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Well, for the first time this month, probably, because I've been down the whole time. We're finally joined again by Stephen D'Andrelli and Roger Katz from Marvelous Quarrel. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening. Good evening.
Now, you just got back from another vacation, Stephen, yeah?
Bill, it's not a vacation. I'm actually doing very serious research.
Okay.
It just so happens that it's 100 degrees and sunny and absolutely beautiful.
Fact-finding mission. Yeah.
In my travels, I always try to talk to as many people as I can. I want to know how they think and why.
Sure.
And I always try and keep the conversation civil, anticipating the worst. But I'm going to share with you guys something that I'm learning from people that I meet all over the world. And it's pleasantly surprising, because too many of us are down about what we hear on the mainstream media constantly, like propaganda. If you're not, near a Fox cable TV channel or One American News or a good alternative news site like us, like your radio show, like Obelisk, et cetera, the NRA, I saw an ad just a minute ago on TV. It was amazing. It was on Fox, of course, not CNN or ABC, CBS, NBC. But I'm talking to these people, and these are well-educated people from England, from Canada, from all parts of the United States, from Australia, from South America, from Asia. And I usually open the conversation, and it may be at a restaurant, it may be at the beach, it may be at the pool, it may be traveling into a town, wherever it may be, maybe online waiting for a drink at the bar. And I talk about Trump's victory, and I pause, and I wait. I wait for a response. And it's overwhelming. Most of the people said, "We never thought in a million years that he would win over Hillary Clinton." And I say, why? Well, because of what junk they're getting from the mainstream media. It's propaganda, as I said before. They're not hearing the facts. They're hearing fake news. And then I wait and I say, well, what do you think about Trump? And you know what? 9 out of 10 will say, well, give the guy a chance. You know what? I wish our country had someone so powerful and strong. They're sick and tired of the wimps that are running their country. The Angela Merkels of Germany, letting in all these immigrants illegally coming in, these refugees that only want to take advantage of the benefits. They don't want to assimilate into the culture. They don't want to become part of the society or the community. They don't want to contribute to the country. They just want to take. And these leaders are giving them free benefits and treating them better than their own nationals. I can't say citizen, because in England you're a subject. And a lot of these countries, unlike ours, they don't have the same kind of constitution. So what I try and do, I try and talk about control over the currency. We talk about Brexit, if it's a Brit. Leaving the euro, if it's someone in Sweden or in Spain, where they have these similar problems. We talk about the bankers, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati. you would think they look at me as I was a conspiracy theorist and some freak, but they don't, because they are experiencing it. And I'm learning from this. So immigration is a big thing. The economy and the currency is a big thing. Religion and a pledging allegiance to your nation, a national culture is a big thing. And then I usually wait for the best. And that's my main topic, and that's our topic. The question of, do you guys, are you able to defend yourself against a home attack or on the street? Do you have the right of self-defense? I know they don't have the right to bear arms. I mean, in England, you can't have a gun, period, not even in your home to protect yourself. And God forbid you use it, you'll go to jail. There are cases that point that. But even the police officers in England don't carry guns. In Canada, it's a similar situation. Yeah, last year, they had a shooting in the parliament, and there was no one there to protect even the lawmakers. Australia, forget it, they've confiscated all the guns. And this might be a wake-up call and maybe a good lead into what I know Roger is itching to talk about. And that's
Do you know why they didn't have bridge terrorist attack in England? Do you know why Parliament said that the police around Parliament were not armed?
No. Why?
Because they wouldn't. They didn't want to have people posing for pictures with guns in their hands.
Interesting, Bill.
For the tourists.
Interesting. Really interesting. Well, I'm making it a policy. I'm not going to go to any country that has a philosophy against what I believe in. I'm not going to share any of my U.S. dollars as best I can, unless it's for official reasons. But that is very interesting, and I'm sure your readers would be quite kind of annoyed at that. So it's a purpose. It's a political purpose. But my advice to all of us is, we in the United States are unique. There is no country in the world that I know of, and Roger, please correct me immediately if I'm wrong, that has a constitution and an amendment like the Second Amendment that guarantees, that codifies our right to self-defense with firearms. And yet, why are we looking to be like other countries? We should not look to emulate the other countries. They're looking at us to set the example. And we need to now get behind Trump 110%, and we need to get all of the things that we need done in this country done, and we don't need to pass the buck and rely on someone else to do it. We all need to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And Roger, I know that the issue of what is a citizen is going to be a very important issue, as is the Kobe case and how it affects Heller and the assault weapon, the so-called assault weapons that don't exist, but they brainwash the people into thinking about it, the national handgun carry reciprocity, all of these important things, campus carry. I mean, there's so many subjects, but we need to focus on first establishing something very important to set the groundwork, and that is, what is a citizen? And how is a citizen different than an alien, whether he legally or not? And that is going to set the groundwork for the Supreme Court. Roger, go with it.
Do we have a minute or two?
Well, we have exactly 1 minute. So if you want to set up what we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about in the next hour as Stephen has been so kind to set you up?
Yes, he has set me up. Well, we will talk about the notion of citizen in light of also the concept of what it means to be an American, what the concept of people is in the context of the Bill of Rights. All these terms are often accepted at face value, and the average person on the street has a particular idea. But in law, it's actually very confusing and nebulous, and we'll get into that.
Yes, we will. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at ammoland.com. When I can't remember the last time we got together. I mean, this is only the fourth show I've done this month, so it's been quite a while. Most days, most weeks, they're here at Lock and Load, so that's how you find them. We will be right back. We're going to talk about what is an American citizen really, This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yes, when we're talking about exceptionalism, well, we're talking about life here in these United States. And sometimes I think we sort of take that for granted, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, when you go to the website, If it's on the website, if it's showing on the website, then it's for sale. And that's all you need to know. And what you're going to find is 50 million rounds. You're going to find a selection of 50 million rounds in quantity. All calibers, rifle, pistol, shotgun. They've got shotgun shells, all of the exotic stuff. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Here to talk about the vast array of subjects, which they find themselves dabbling on all the time. We were just talking about backing up Trump. Now we're going to talk about the importance of what it actually really truly means to be an American citizen. This is Arbless Quarrel. Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. Roger, I believe you have the floor at this particular moment. Do we still have Roger?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Okay. I hear you now. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so, very good.
Please.
Right. Please continue. All right.
Yes, sir.
I would begin by looking at the 14th Amendment. Nowhere else in the Constitution is there any real indication of what the term citizen means. And if we look at the 14th Amendment, this would be Section 1, the first sentence. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Well, let's parse that out a little bit. There's actually two major components of that. The first component is all persons born or naturalized in the United States. By naturalized, we mean individuals who come here legally and become a citizen, take the appropriate test, are accepted, and those are naturalized citizens. The other kind, as suggested by the first three words, all persons born. Now, that's the peg to hang a hat on for illegal immigrants, those that were born of individuals who have come into this country illegally. And the argument that is made by proponents, many of them lawyers, is that anyone born in this country, in the territory of the United States, are citizens of the United States. Well, is that true? Well, there's a second component to the 14th Amendment, and that's and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. But before we discuss that, I think it's important to consider where did this 14th Amendment come up from anyway? And it just didn't occur as a result of spontaneous combustion. It was a result of the Civil War. After the Civil War, there were a number of individuals born of African ancestry that gained their freedom. They gained their freedom from slavery, but that did not mean that they gained their citizenship. And it was in 1865 that we had the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The 13th Amendment, of course, abolished slavery. The 15th Amendment did give those individuals that were now freed the right to vote. Did they have any other rights? Well, that's where the 14th Amendment came in. The 14th Amendment was created directly for what we would refer today as African Americans, individuals whose ancestors came as slaves, were physically forced from their homes in Africa to this country. And we recognize the right of their descendants as full-born or full citizens of the United States. Now, curiously, that did not affect Native Americans. And why is that? Well, Native Americans are assumed to be sovereign communities, part of their own tribe with their own laws. And it wasn't until, by statute, actually, the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924, that Native Americans became citizens. And so they became citizens as a result of statute, not as a result of an amendment to the United States Constitution. That gets us now to the issue of illegal immigrants. When we call this 14th Amendment, we have to consider the context in which it was created, and that is the fact that there were no such thing as illegal immigrants. There was no such thing as terrorism. There was just a specific concern that Congress wished to deal with, and that's what they dealt with, and they gave rights of citizenship to those of African ancestry. Now, the second part of this conjunction of this 14th Amendment is the subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does it mean? It has to do with the concept of allegiance. And it means basically that those individuals that are born in this country and subject to the jurisdiction thereof have exclusive allegiance to this country. But do they have allegiance if they're born from individuals who came here illegally? It's a contradiction in terms. It makes no sense to say that an illegal alien has a duty of allegiance, including obedience to the United States, because such allegiance is never present. And so it's a huge misnomer to say that the individuals, supposedly the anchor babies, born of illegal aliens, are citizens of this country. I don't know, Stephen, you want to add anything to this? Are we coming up to the 2 minute?
We got about a minute left. We got about a minute.
Well, Roger, what I'd like to do is I would like to try and also give some relevance to the importance of what we're talking about so that the listener says, okay, well, so what does this have to do with me? And I think it's about skipping generations and having our children understand, and having ourselves, of course, understand how important it is that we understand the Constitution, understand what our rights are, understand the definitions of the terms, and not skip a generation, as I mentioned, as they've done in England and other countries, where after a while, your son, your daughter, your grandchild won't even have any concept of what we're talking about. So I would ask everyone that's listening to ask your son, your daughter, your grandchild, what are you learning in school about the subject of citizenship? What is your teacher teaching you on the subject?
All right, we'll have to pick that up when we get back. We'll pick that up when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is where I go whenever I'm going to go do a video. I have to, you know, order the ammo to go get the, you know, do the shooting. And the reason I go there is because whatever caliber I am shooting, they always have something in some configuration on sale, on special. Especially now. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Joined again from Arbalest Quarrel by Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz. Now, is it Stephen's turn at the helm now? Is that what we're doing?
You know what, let me just ask a question here that maybe we might all be interested in. This is the question. Is it a violation of federal law for any non-citizen of the United States to own or possess a firearm? Yes or no?
Didn't one of the courts find that they couldn't really differentiate between a citizen and an alien here in the contiguous United States?
Well, actually, yeah, let me jump in here. Actually,
Roger, remember we have the New York City Police Department example, too.
Yes, that is true. Well, one thing is pretty clear. If an individual is an illegal alien, no court has declared as a matter of law that that individual has a right to possess firearms. And that would include, believe it or not, the Fourth Circuit, where we have the Colby case, the most recent case dealing with assault weapons and supposedly the unlawfulness of owning those and possessing those. But there is an open question whether an individual who has, let's say, permanent legal status, permanent residency, in this country, or even a temporary visa, as long as it's
a green card, like a green card.
Right. But this is the problem. You have, and in a way, it's a bit ironic that a jurisdiction like New York City would actually have on its application form for a New York City pistol permit a block that indicates if an individual is in fact an alien, simply write down or type your alien registration number. That would suggest that New York City does recognize and permits legal aliens, not citizens, not naturalized citizens, or those born of parents that were naturalized, that these individuals can own and possess firearms, which is very interesting considering that you have federal statute that makes it clearly illegal for anyone other than a citizen to own and possess firearms. That's in Title 18, Section 922, I believe, G5, where there are a number of categories of individuals who are precluded from possessing firearms. And those would include individuals that have been convicted of a felony or even a misdemeanor if it involves domestic violence. It includes those individuals who have renounced their U.S. citizenship. It includes those who have been in the military who have received a dishonorable discharge. And it includes those who simply are not citizens of the United States. So if the federal government has preempted that field, then how is it that the states can essentially ignore federal law? Well, of course, they ignore it all the time. We see it with the very existence of sanctuary cities. We see it in the orders of courts coming out of the Ninth Circuit that the president of the United States cannot protect its own citizens because the rights of individuals who are not even living in this country, whether legal or not, have a right to do so. In that regard, it's a bit interesting. I came across a case that goes back to 1990, Verdugo or Guidez. My Spanish is awful. But basically, it says the Bill of Rights is a futile authority for the alien seeking admission for the first time to these shores. In other words, an individual who is not living here, is an alien, has absolutely no right under the Bill of Rights to claim any right. Now, it does get confusing because what happens is if an individual is an alien, perhaps here legally, in many cases illegally, what panoply of rights within the Bill of Rights does that person have? And that's part of the problem. You would almost see that there's an insidious attempt by individuals who would like to see perhaps more of this multiculturalism and perhaps a bilingual, we're getting toward that, a bilingual country, becoming actually a part of our national ethos. And I personally am all against that, because what we talk about when we talk about being an American, a citizen, however you want to define it, it really means that you're part of a community. You have a shared values. You have a shared history, traditions that you believe in.
Language.
You wish to protect those interests. You wish to maintain harmony. And you achieve a unifying sense of shared value. Well, how do you have that with this concept of multiculturalism? And it just is opens up a can of worms. And I find it reprehensible And yet that seems to be the philosophy put forth by many of these organizations that have a very unusual sense of morality, caring nothing about our system of laws. And also we see this in the Democratic leadership and in their Congress.
When it comes down to the Second Amendment, though, it becomes very, very dangerous. Because the last thing we want is for individuals who do not have loyalty to this country, to our values, to our Bill of Rights, who wish to create a caliphate, let's say, and yet are naturalized from the Middle East, or they're born of individuals who might have been gang members from El Salvador or Guatemala or Mexico. And yet these are individuals suddenly who can possess firearms to be used, I would say, against true American citizens and for no other purpose than to destroy the backbone of this country. So, Stephen?
Well, ask me a question.
All right. Well, instead of asking the question, we're coming up on the next break. ArbitrousQuarrel.com. That's where you can find them and all of the fonts of information that they throw out there on a regular basis. You can also find them at AmmoLand, and you can find them here once a week. When we get back, we'll continue the discussion. I'm waiting to see where Mr. DeAndrilli is going to take it, because that always changes. It's sort of like a tennis match among two equal but two different style tennis players when these two are lobbing back and forth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Never a dull moment, even though I have the busy throat. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic warehouse-sized facility, 27,000 square feet. They maintain a level of 50 million rounds all the time. Rifle, shotgun, pistol, doesn't matter. Center fire, rim fire, don't care. If it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My guests this hour are from Arbalest Quarrel. They are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. And I don't know which court the ball is in right now. Where are we going?
Well, I could say a few words, but I'd like Roger to continue. You're right, Bill. He is the smarter of the two. But let me just, again, reach out to everyone that's listening and remind everyone that the Arbalest Quarrel is basically three guys that believe very strongly in the cause. And we're self-funded. We're not looking for any money. Our site is free. Our information is free. We're doing it because we really believe in the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and we are true Americans. Now, we've done several series of articles in the past on various subjects. The one in particular that I'm especially proud of is the 18 articles we wrote on the nomination of Justice Merrick Garland. And I like to think that we had some influence in the fact that he wasn't entertained by the Senate, and we explained why he shouldn't have been, and that led to the nomination and approval of Judge Gorsuch. We've done the other series of articles. We don't usually do series as a general thing, only when they reach a level of importance, and that level has come to the table again. We're continuing our series of articles on the Colby case, that's K-O-L-B-E, Colby versus Hogan, and how the Colby case directly affects the Heller case, which we all hear about, we know about. That's the great case, Heller versus District of Columbia, where Justice Anton Scalia, who's no longer with us, unfortunately, wrote the majority opinion. And that gave us the individual right, not a military militia right, bear arms. But like all of these cases and all of these rights that are codified in a constitution, they're constantly challenged. And right now, what we're doing is we're analyzing the standards of judicial review used by the federal district and appeals courts, such as the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which
handled the Kobe case, a very bad decision in Maryland, which basically said that so-called assault weapons, anything that looks like this made-up term assault weapon, is not constitutionally guaranteed. Well, this case could very well go on appeal and reach the United States Supreme Court this year. And as I said before, we now have a new justice, a Justice Gorsuch. We still do not have, and it's necessary to remember, a guaranteed 5-4 vote because of Justice Kennedy, which is known as the swing voter. So we have 4-4 and a guy in the middle that could go either way. Now, if this case does, in fact, go up to the Supreme Court, they decide to hear it on cert. The manner in which the justices interpret the law is going to be the most important issue, even more than the actual issue itself. Because if it's not handled as an originalist, which Scalia was, where they look at the history of the law and what the law was, how it was written, the Heller case could go out the window. The New York SAFE Act, all of the major anti-gun federal laws could actually become constitutional. And I don't need to tell everyone what that means. That means that you no longer have that constitutional right. So Roger is doing some very sophisticated legal research in many areas. We are finding that no such writing on this subject is being done. So I'm going to ask your readers to please, your listeners, to please constantly keep in touch, contact Bill, email Bill, call Bill, write Bill, write us, look at Animal Land, get involved, let us know what you think, read what we're writing, and let's all help out, because this is going to be what we think might be one of the biggest things happening around the bend. Roger?
Yeah. All right. So, what I want to point out about Heller and in reference to Kobe, in fact, many of these cases that are wending their way up to the Supreme Court, one or more of them will have to be taken up eventually. But what we're dealing with really is a distinction in philosophy, and it really pervades all the decisions, dissenting as well as majority, in these gun cases. The fact of the matter is, regardless of how politicians, the mainstream media, attempt to address the qualifications of a particular justice, the fact is that all of these justices come to the Supreme Court with baggage, not necessarily bad or good, simply to point out that their philosophy is going to determine how they approach a particular case. And we see that in Heller, because this was a split decision, very, very close, and never the twain shall meet. Basically, the minority justices have made it very clear that they're not shirking or shrinking from their view that the Second Amendment refers to nothing more than a collective right that exists on behalf of one service in a militia. Even though Scalia, writing for the majority, made clear on logical, as even more so than on legal grounds, that that makes absolutely no sense. Because as he stated in Heller, how is it that an individual would be able to petition the court for rights respecting his association with a militia? It makes absolutely no sense. And if there's no rights to be vindicated, then there would be no sense to the Second Amendment at all. And, of course, that would probably be perfectly within the desire of those justices and those organizations that would like to do away with the Second Amendment, but that's not going to happen. So what we're going to see is that this Kobe case is going to make its way up, and the court is going to have to lock horns between the conservative wing and then the liberal wing on whether the very concept of assault weapons is going to be given Second Amendment protection. And however that case is decided is going to reverberate for decades to come.
And that will affect every state. That will affect every state. It will be federal law.
Yeah.
So those who live in Montana or Texas or a state that they think that their guns are protected, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. So that's why we all need to fight the fight.
Well, that's why it was very dangerous that Merrick Garland happened to take the ninth seat on the high court. Heller would have been either whittled away or overturned directly. And quite frankly, I think that with Merrick Garland on the court, Heller would have been overturned.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm still sitting back trying to figure out the double standard that they tried to apply to Gorsuch and how they tried to say that Merrick Garland's seat on the Supreme Court was stolen, but that's all beside the point. They're just a bunch of crybabies. We're about to run out of time. We've come to the end of this hour, fellas. We'll do this again next week. And I know that Stephen is going to be at the NRA meetup at the end of the month, and me and Stephen and Freddie Reel, we're going to get together from Amaland, and we're going to see if we can get into jail. So come and check that out. Yeah. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Have some good bourbon.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Thank you, Bill.
Hour number two coming up. Thank you, guys. Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. That's Around the Bend. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.